He's got new hardcore history.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah.
About the Japan. You'd love it. And again.
Again, with imagine these bombs come down and everyone you know.
And imagine. This is medieval Japan.
It's about samurais?
Well, it starts out, he gives a brief history of Japan.
I love samurais.
It's such a good, dude, Japan
was... That's what I am politically, dude, a samurai. You should just be able to dominate a thing of land, make people make rice for you. If they disobey, you fucking... cut their motherfucking head off. Someone cuts your head off, too bad.
There's a sick story that... Did you listen to it at all, Shuldog?
No.
So it opens with this dude in the Philippines that... gave up. He finally surrendered World War II in like 73, mm-hmm. 1974. He was in the jungle. They put him in the jungle to be like a disruptor in the Philippines, just to be like...
Who put him there?
The Japanese.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, just fuck shit up on this island as long as you can. They would just put guys out there.
Yeah.
So him and two other guys were stationed just in the jungle on this Philippines island.
Yeah.
And they never got word to stop. So they kept doing it into the 70s.
What were they doing?
For 30 years. They were murdering people. They would kill people on the island. They killed
just
like 30
creating
people.
Creating terror.
Yeah. Just setting bombs off, fucking
what
shit up on
fuck?
The island. And the search parties, because he was like an urban legend at this point. They're like, don't go into that fucking section of the woods. There's a Japanese dude that will kill you. This is in 1970. And so they would leave newspaper clippings for him and be like, dude, the war's over. Like, you can come out.
Chill.
You can come out. And he said that he thought this was fake. He thought they were all fake. He thought they were fake news.
Were they fake news in them?
Because he was like, Japan would never surrender.
He's like, all fake news.
Yeah, he was like, all fake news. Japan will never surrender. And he was, and Carlin's like, and he was right. Japan would never surrender. Not like this. And again. So Japan became pussies. They got fucking what for'd? They got two nukes, knocked him into line real quick.
Oh.
So he was like, we would never be fucking listening to rock and roll and fucking blue jeans and all that shit. He's like, this is fake. Japan had to find his former officer, who owned a bookstore in Japan at this point, and fly him.
It's Japanese Rambo, bro.
Yeah, they had to fly him to the outskirts of the jungle.
It's Rambo.
And be like... Yeah, it is Rambo. He's like, no, Rambo, you can come out of the woods now. That's the Japanese Carlin. And again. So this guy was fighting World War II into the 70s by himself.
Holy
and like when
shit.
They found him, they found a stash of like grenades. And he had like several thousand rounds of ammunition.
Holy shit,
he was ready
shit,
to go.
Man. I didn't know that. That's
great
crazy.
Story. And then they just, I think it was legal. I think when he came out of the woods, they were like, you're not in trouble.
It was just war.
Like, you were still going. Anyway, so
that's
out.
Hilarious.
George, I always call him George Carlin.
Yeah.
Dan Carlin's got that out right now.
That's what I thought you
it's
were watching.
Sick.
When you said George, I thought you were just watching like the hippy dippy weatherman on the bus. And I was like, what the fuck?
No, I was listening to Dan Carlin just be like, hit him again.
Tokyo Drift too?
Maybe. That's the best one, by the way.
It is. Yeah. It is the best one.
It's like Tokyo
that
Drift.
That fucking song, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, me, Tokyo.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom.
Tell that, me, dude. Do you know how they
yeah,
live in Tokyo?
That song is so fucking
yeah, they
good.
They piss on That's each awesome. Other. They fuck kids. We all know how they live in Tokyo.
That's one of those movies where you cheer for the fucking bad guy again.
Who the
in that fucking in Tokyo Drift that dude
Chinese
like shows
guy?
Up
the,
and like
it was a guy from Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, the fucking quarterback from Friday Night Lights like learns he just drives faster than another dude, so the mm-hmm. dude's girlfriend's like, I want to fuck him now.
Yeah, yeah. That movie doesn't really make any sense at all.
No, he gets, Lil Bow Wow's over there.
He huh? destroys like a housing development. Like they're building yeah. houses. He does like $250,000 worth of property damage, and the judge is like, all right, as punishment, you're going to Japan.
Yeah,
live.
He was exiled.
Yeah, you have to. You have to leave Bakersfield, California,
yeah.
to live in a metropolis, a global city.
That should be a real fucking punishment. Exile.
Yeah.
Exile should be like a fucking.
Do you get thrown in Yakuza control.
Yeah. Well, then he gets there, and then he like meets those guys in the parking garage, and they're all like racing, and the guy that the Chinese guy that dies. Who's at the
Chinese guy?
Well, yeah, because he's in the later.
Excuse
movie.
Me, they're called dinks.
Yeah. Well, I don't know the proper term, but anyways, that didn't
go over well.
Yeah, he was like,
I thought it would. It did not.
You're learning how live shows work.
Yeah. Well, this is our like live shows
line.
In Philly. That shit murders.
Oh, yeah. Say dink again.
Yeah.
Just keep saying dink.
The best part, dude, they broke down Fast and Furious, and then one dude yelled dink. It was fucking sick.
Yeah, they also don't get Tokyo Drift, but it's because it's too smart for them. That's why the plot doesn't make sense, because they couldn't grasp that he would go to Japan, which is a different country than China. They're like, I don't get it.
Also,
that's the age-old movie archetype of a white guy hitting Asian culture, and just give him like 3 days. He's like, I'll be the best at everything here.
It is true.
Last Samurai, Tokyo Drift.
Dude.
It's the same thing. They're like, you guys have been studying martial arts for thousands of years. Like, give me a stick. And he's like, yeah, I'm better. Yeah. I'm better than you guys.
Immediately, the guy's wife he killed starts sucking his dick. Mm. Wow, I never thought about health.
If you blindfold a white guy in Asia, he becomes the best, apparently. He's just like, just downloads all
once you take it off, he's like, whoa. Oh.
If you just like whisper broken English to him, he's like, yeah, it all makes sense now.
Yeah.
The Last Samurai is another, the ending of that is like bizarre. Because, like, he's being killed. He's going into battle against, like, the British, the other white people or whatever. And they're, like, guys he knows.
His boys. Yeah.
And it's almost, it's like the end of The Hangover where, like, where the fuck has Tom been? He's been on, like, a bender for 6 weeks.
He's
dressed
army.
Like Shredder and cutting his own guts out. Like, yeah. Man, come on, bro.
Dude, imagine if you like
what are you doing?
If you lost track of your boy and you just like started doing karate on you after like 20 years. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. They've been healing me with Chinese pussy and a rice patty. I'm drunk off rice and Chinese pussy. And now they gave me a Shredder outfit. I don't know. I thought they were pretty cool.
Yeah. It's worth dying over, for sure. Mm-hmm. You're definitely. Just sitting there like, I'll fucking die for these. And then you come. That is great, just being like, where the fuck did he go? He just comes storming out of the woods with 1,000 Japanese dudes with him. You're like, all right, well, open fire. He's coming at us.
What's the other ones? Dances with Wolves or Last of the Mohicans? Is Last of the Mohicans, that's just Daniel Day-Lewis playing in Native
He's
America.
Playing Savage, yes. Yeah. He's going Savage.
Is he really? Is he allowed? Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Daniel Day-Lewis went Savage.
I would love it if he's like, I've been waiting my whole career. I've like put the effort in. I'm the best actor in the world. I'm doing blackface. I'm going for it.
He could get away with it.
They're like that. They do the Al Jolson movie with Daniel Day-Lewis, and he doesn't even play Al Jolson. He plays his black friend that's guiding him. He's like, how you do it.
He's like he's like a blackface bag of pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just comes out of the dark. It's just like, that's how you do it, man.
Tropic Thunder already cornered the market.
Tropic Thunder
that was
the
ultimate. I honestly didn't know.
Watched it not
knowing? I swear to God, I didn't know, dude. I swear to God, I didn't
know. You were like, where's Robert Downey Jr.? When's he going to be in the movie?
Someone literally had to point out Robert to me. I was like, get the fuck out of here, dude. No way.
But they show him without the makeup on in the beginning.
Really?
Yeah, because he's... He's Kirk Lazarus, like the world's greatest method actor.
I must have missed it.
They have the movie starts with that other movie he did where he's like the gay priest.
Oh. I'm always 15 minutes late to the theater, so probably like, we didn't miss anything.
Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah, that's one of the funniest movies ever made.
Oh, dude, really awesome. Is.
This is going to be funny, too, because everybody was like, do it, dude. It's going to be so good. You know so much about history. They're going to be like, oh, shit, this guy sucks.
It'll be good. It's going to be great, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, before I do, this was a sick fucking history, sick story. I was listening to more of that Carlin on Supernova about Japan in World War II. And it reminded me, I forgot about this story. There was this guy on the Bataan Death March who, now if you don't know about the Bataan Death March.
I didn't know what it is.
So like, I think it was like 1942. It was early in the war in the Pacific. And Japan had pushed Filipino and American soldiers to the end of this island.
Mm-hmm.
And
with bayonets or just like tactic wise?
The town was Bataan.
Gotcha. My bad.
So then they were marched when they surrendered, mm-hmm. Like 70 miles, just a march. And they were like starved. They were fucking, I think it started with 80,000 and only 50,000 made it. Yeah. So like 30,000 died on this march.
Which is crazy.
Which in 70 miles, 30,000 people got either executed, tortured. If you fell behind, there was just trucks behind you that would just run over you.
There was it was the craziest shit in the world. Like the Bataan Death March is rough.
So that's them marching out other people and running them over.
Yeah.
There was just a bunch of people from Japan doing backpack B Raiden flying fours across.
Yes, dude. And like if you asked for water, they would fucking just cut your head off. If you fucking they would do like sun torture, they would just make you stand in the sun. It was 110 degrees.
Jesus.
You're on a fight, and with no head cover, they would just make you stand out in the sun.
True, that's pretty fucked up.
It was really mean. It was mean. But there was this guy who played fullback for Notre Dame. 1937, he played against USC and scored the game-winning touchdowns against USC.
Did you know this, or you were just listening to this?
No, I remember this article, because okay. I read it.
Gotcha.
And this, he talks about it a little. Carlin talks about it. So this guy, his name's Tinelli.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he played professionally. He played for like the Chicago Cardinals at the time. He had his Notre Dame class ring, and this Japanese soldier like beat the fuck out of him and stole the ring. And then, so he was like heartbroken. He like, that was the one thing keeping him like alive.
Mm-hmm.
And then a Japanese officer saw that, beat the shit out of that soldier, gave it back to him and was like, I went to USC. I was at that game. You're the fucking man.
What?
Gave him the ring back. How sick is that?
Fuck.
Yeah.
And then just like made him sit out in the sun?
And then let him go. And Tinelli had to get in like these train cars that were like just packed in. It was 110 degrees out and they were in train cars that you couldn't, like dudes would pass out and not be able to fall. Like that's how packed they were. And if you had to shit or piss, you would. No, he was done after that. He got fucked up.
He didn't play professional.
He survived,
football?
I think he survived the war in a Japanese prison camp that like everyone died in.
Holy fuck.
The Filipinos got it the worst though.
Yeah.
They got it real bad.
Because
they were considered race traitors to the Japanese.
Don't they get like crushed in China too?
The Filipinos?
Yeah, I know they're like hardcore second class citizens in China.
I'm not sure.
That's what I've heard.
I don't know. Makes sense.
They get shit on pretty hard.
Well, they got to get out of China.
True.
Go back to the... Yeah. Get out of there. Get out of there. It's not that great.
No.
No. But yeah, I thought that was a wild story.
Man, that is pretty nuts.
Now we're fired up for the history podcast.
Yeah, fired up for the history. That was a crazy
story. Yeah.
I can't, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it was just a cool fucking... So that was like, man, they should make a movie about this guy. Boy, this guy's life has nothing on the history podcast character. We're just looking at one individual.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And this guy's life, I think of anybody I've looked at or heard about ever, this guy's life is the craziest.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's up there.
Yeah.
It's up there.
It's definitely. It's
for pretty the most unknown guy in history, this guy is wild. Let's get into it.
Let's get out of here. We're gonna,
let's go to the page.
That's a nice lead-in.
We're going to the page.
Let's go.
Pious. I'm very pious.
Mine's a wild child, dude. It's fucking ripping. And I have to also keep tabs on like how hard I'm ripping to know that I'm healthy or not.
Yeah, you've covered that. You've discussed that for some reason you decide your health based on how hard you nut.
I was in Drexel.
A gym teacher told you that.
No, I was dating Asian. For some reason, I like dated a lot of Asians in one phase. And I went to Drexel and some girl gave me a hand job and I shot real far. And she's like, oh, where the hell's you? And I was like, well, that's health. I'm healthy.
It's Eastern medicine.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, where the hell's you?
A very hard rope. Very strong rope.
Yeah, she made the very hell's you. And I was like, sweet. That's what that means?
You got to see that Scorsese Japan.
No, I can't wait.
There's a Japanese dude. It's all Japanese. So everybody's like, hoot.
Oh my god.
He shall know this.
But there's a guy who speaks English and he's like the most stereotypical Japanese voice. He's like, yes, you come out here and spread your religion. It's so funny. He's got buck teeth. He literally
is like a
racist caricature of Japanese man.
Oh my god.
He looks like old political cartoons of Hirohito from World War II.
Holy fuck. So he went out to cast and they're like, you got the job.
They're like, perfect.
Oh my god.
At one point, because the way they get you to apostate is they put a picture of Jesus on the ground. You're supposed to step on it.
Yeah.
And it's like a very dramatic moment. And he's like, step on your Jesus.
Oh, so funny. God.
Step now on your Jesus.
Holy shit.
All right.
Yeah, dude. No one asked permission to roll up their sleeves, bro.
I don't have the personality to sustain any sort of conflict around my sleeve
damn,
rolling.
I'm
I just
so
want
excited
to
for you to very defeatedly roll your sleeves down.
No, what I'm going to end up doing is buying a sewing machine and then just sewing my sleeves at the proper length.
Take it to the... No, I was actually thinking about that. Take it to like a corner laundromat and just fucking scold one of those old ladies and
make the Chinese do it.
Yeah, sewing it for you.
Okay.
They fucking love sewing shit.
Yeah, dude.
I was
to the thing and be like, have like sew my thing and they can give me a woman while I wait. Yeah.
I went to the Gold Standard cafe before this. Me and Claire went out to breakfast, there's a Japanese lady working and she didn't know whose order it was. And I could tell she didn't want to make an announcement because her English sucked.
So I was just watching her.
She was holding this Eggs Benedict. And she didn't want to make the announcement, but eventually she had to be like, did anyone order Eggs of Benedict? And Claire looked at me and was like, don't fucking say anything. And I was just like, she's like, Eggs of Benedict?
Well, the shame must have been so heavy at that point.
Yeah, well, because I watched her the whole way. She made the announcement like from our table. She was standing like right next to me. And I saw her like hesitate to make the announcement, and I was like, yes, dude, because she was trying so hard to just find the person.
She probably blushed and was like, yeah, and her dad was in the back with like a wife beater with khakis pulled up to his nipples, like, oh, dude, what is son? Always so forgetful.
It's pretty great because it's by Penn's campus, so it's a bunch of Chinese running around, mostly Japanese.
Fuck.
And they were very fucking dishonorable about the fucking Eggs of Benedict.
Dude, you got. I know in Asian culture, if you have like a mysterious Eggs Benedict, dude, you just trash him. Like, I need another Eggs Benedict.
Eggs of Benedict. Yeah, it was wonderful.
Kiku-san, always so forgetful.
It was great, just like, especially because immediately Claire looked at me. It was like, don't. She knew I wanted to be like, that was me. No, what? Like, I wanted to talk to this lady.
Oh, my God.
Her fucking,
you should make right here
talk.
And let her sit him down. And when someone's like, where's Meg's Benedict? She would have been like,
She's like, oh, sorry, is it not your Egg Benedict? I'd be like, no, this is mine. She's like, okay, oh, sorry. Yeah, dude, Asians are the shit.
Oh, they're the best.
I support them. I don't want people to think that we're being racist.
No, I don't think
it's very supportive.
It's hilarious, dude.
Japanese are the shit.
Dude, I've
bad boys for a while, but now they cleaned their act up.
They did. Well, I mean, they were minding their own business, and they were.
No, they were not.
Yeah, they were on their island, walking around
forever.
They were walking around like Power Rangers for a while on their island. Just, you know, control. Literally, it was like controlling the rice supply.
Yeah.
They would like, they'd be like, you got to make 50 bushels of rice for me, and, you know, I'd walk around like a weird totem pole or transformer.
Dude, did you ever
watch
that?
They had to figure it out.
Did you ever watch that History of Japan thing on YouTube?
What?
It's fucking sick. This guy just goes through the entire history of Japan in like a 15-minute YouTube video.
Apparently
it's
someone's trying to tell me that they made up samurai culture. Like, it wasn't as crazy as they said, and it was a propaganda by the Japanese government to instill like a sense of warriorness in people. Like, they had a feudal system, but like all the rituals and shit, someone said they made that shit up.
I don't know. I think they literally had like a shogun and like a military empire. Emperor.
Yeah, they had the they
not
had
the emperor, like a samurai emperor was like, we're the emperor.
They had that, but apparently there was parts of the culture. Someone was telling me Carlin talked about it.
Oh, really?
How there's like a lot of the folklore around the samurai.
Well, if Carlin said it, I believe it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, he said
I wasn't sure where you're getting this.
I believe it all. I love samurai stuff.
Yeah, samurai.
But that's a sick fucking trick, dude.
Yeah.
To tell people, like, and then if you are dishonorable, you stab yourself in the stomachs.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that shit was probably a little fabricated.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. They're like, people didn't do shit like that. It was just a feudal society.
Yeah, I've always thought that. It's like, that's a tough fucking... It's like, yeah, we lost the battle. Now the general's going to cut his guts out.
Yeah, dude.
It's like, dude.
You would think that would translate. I don't know what the suicide rate is like that in Japan. Who kills themselves more?
I think the Japanese are pretty high up on the suicide.
Do they
scale.
Really?
Yeah, they do it a lot. They have that forest where fucking
true that.
That vlogger
the sui zone
found that dude. Yeah, up in the fucking suicide forest.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
What do you think of that, Gerbs?
What the blogger?
Yeah, Paul or Logan
I didn't
Paul.
Watch the video.
It's great. So fucking funny.
Just fucking...
Dude, it's
is he
him.
Attempting to be funny, or is
yeah,
he just...
Yeah, he's a huge fucking dildo, and he's... First off, he's running around Japan throwing, like, stuffed Pokeballs at Japanese people.
Stop.
He's dressed like a Pikachu, running around harassing people. Like, he's the biggest
dickhead
on earth.
So he's fitting in.
Yeah, he's literally the biggest fucking
so everyone loves
dickhead
him.
On earth.
Damn.
And then
he was throwing Pokeballs at people.
Yeah, he was throwing Pokeballs at like Japanese Tokyo partners. Dude.
Did he catch anyone?
Literal Tokyo partners stand there.
What like, do they do? Do they buck out of the ball?
Just look at him and be like,
do they buck out of the ball?
Yeah, they rattled. The ball shook a couple times.
The Tokyo partner has escaped.
Tokyo partner is tough to catch.
Oh, fuck yeah, that's dude.
A final form.
I wouldn't want to start a Poke Battle Ball or Pokeball battle with a Tokyo partner, dude. They probably have the latest shit.
You get fucking laid out, dude.
Yeah.
So he's fucking with all these people. And then he's like, I hear there's a suicide forest. Let's go check it out. And of course, there's a partner hung himself.
Jesus.
So he finds a partner and they're like, look at this fucking dead body. Whoa. I've never seen a dead body in my life. This is crazy.
What?
Yeah. Some fucking partner was.
This had to have been a long time ago.
When this happened?
Yeah.
Last year?
Oh, it was just last year?
Yeah.
Damn. So how's this guy's fan base looking?
He took a slight hit, but he's fine. His fan base is like 12-year-olds.
They're like, whoa.
Yeah, they're like, he's hilarious. That's then he started crazy. Making rap videos.
Did you see the Asian lady who folds clothes?
No.
There's a show about a lady who cleans houses.
Really?
So, yeah, she comes through and she like saves relationships by cleaning houses. She's like, you must kiss your clothes and say thank you. And like they're like, it's just like a white couple. Like it's like a 40-year-old white couple who hates each other. They're like... thank you, clothes. Dude, this couple, it was...
What is this? What show is this?
It's called the...
or like what now? Kondori, is this like a reality
Kondori
show?
Method. Yeah, it's sort of like a reality show, but it's like this lady goes...
I think I've heard of this.
Yeah, it's a Kondori Method or something. And this lady just goes and like... It was like a dude who's like, I have my wife for like... And I love her, but like she's kind of a mess. And like the wife's
it's
like...
She's a Chinese.
And then a Japanese.
A Japanese.
Japanese comes in and she's like, your house is very nice, huh?
A partner.
A Tokyo partner basically comes in. A Tokyo partner's wife comes in and is like, your house is very nice. But and then she starts, it's pretty funny. She takes all your, what you have to do is take all of your clothes you have totally and just put them all in one room and just look at them, just like sitting in like a pile. And then you have to like hold each article up and feel it. And if it brings you joy, you fold it neatly and put it down. And then if you hold it up and you're like, you don't get like a vibe off your pants. Fold them up, thank them, put them in the other pile.
Thank your pants.
Yeah, thank your pants, and put those things away. So
I'm thanking these pants. I've been wearing them for a fucking week.
You're fucking abusing those things, dude.
These things are dying to get washed. I'm gonna wash them tonight.
But dude, the lady they're talking to, like,
I think hoodie you bought me.
The thing's fucking sick. They talk about their marriage, and the guy, it's so obvious the guy fucking hates her, and it's so funny watching him, like, you know, it's we're working it. And like you could see like her like call him, and he's just like, dude, it's pretty fucked up. I was watching, I'm like, I can't believe.
And they went on
a
reality show.
Yeah, they went out and they were like, oh yeah, we're way more happier now. And like, dude, it's this guy's lying. It's fucking sad to watch. It's real sad. They're like, yeah, our house is clean now, and all of our problems have gone away, and you know, it's
yeah, I'm glad that Japanese lady showed up and made me thank my genes. Now me and my wife are good.
Yeah, dude, it's fucked up.
That's a pagan tradition, dude.
Thanking your genes? Destroy it. For sure.
Destroy it.
You would love. You're very papal, dude.
I'm a papist.
You're very papal, dude.
I love my pope, dude.
I fucking can't. It's Queen of England, the royal pope.
Keys, dude.
Ugh. Ugh. Pope, Queen of England, it's all the same thing.
No.
Ugh.
No.
I hate Cool Pope is the number one thing that I hate.
Cool Pope's gay.
How all of a sudden it's like, oh shit.
Cool Pope's gay.
They're on to touching boys. What do we got? And we're like, we got a Cool Pope. And the guy's like, hey,
hey, who am I to judge gay
you
people?
You can be gay a little, I guess. I mean, don't tell him I said that. Dude, fuck that.
Yeah, Cool Pope sucks.
I
want a very strict Orthodox Pope. I went to, in Worcester, when I was there, I went to a mall that was abandoned. Like, every single store had been gone.
Dude,
like,
that's how
it was scary to look at.
That's how the Grand Rail Mall was. What was there? Like, bookstores?
They had
like
a fucking TJ Maxx at, like, you know how they have, like, yeah, it was at the end of,
it
like, a
crossed
long
out
hallway.
Boscov's. It was, like, TJ
Big-ass
Maxx.
Big-ass TJ Maxx was still going.
Tight.
And Bed Bath & Beyond was still going. And then there was, like, a food court still going.
Yeah.
With, like, two restaurants of the, like, 19 slots. Like, it was crazy.
It's awkward, dude.
It was weird to see, like, a failing economy.
The Granite Run Mall was like that, and a lot of the partners come. That's when the partners come.
The partners
through,
move in,
bro.
And fucking
there was,
fix it, dude.
There was these weird books. I was in there,
you
and there was, like,
Best of Buy.
There was users. You think, like, the Chi-Coms come in and start, like, counterfeiting?
Oh, Chi-Coms, dude. This is strictly partners. This is Japanese businessmen.
Oh, okay.
That come in and save American
I
balls.
Was thinking more like the Chi-Coms coming in, just opening like a bootlegged Best Buy.
True.
Yeah, this was like a bookstore.
That would be a good story, like Bar Rescue.
except just
malls,
Asians, the Tokyo partners coming in and rescuing malls.
That'd be tight, dude.
Yeah.
It was like they would come in and it would be like a bookstore slash like knickknack store slash like they would sell like weird like fountains you could put in your house. It was like I walked in the store being like, what the fuck? It was the weirdest fucking shit. I don't know how they were just chilling in this thing. And I'm like, dude, nobody's coming to an abandoned mall to buy books. And then the guy will come and like set up like sports cards and be like, what's good? I think if you drop the rent enough, you just get like farmer's market dudes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who are just like, fuck yeah, dude. I can set up my hologram Ken Griffey Jr. cards, dude.
Like, yeah, that's a piece of his actual jersey.
Did you ever see dudes rent like a table at the mall and just like post up with fucking sports memorabilia? And it's like, bro, what? How?
Yeah, what is going on?
How the fuck?
You remember being young enough to be like, this card's going to be worth something. I better keep this in the case.
I had a Ken Griffey rookie card in the case. Lost. I don't know what the fuck it is. I could have fucking retired off that, bro.
True.
Could have fucking retired off.
You would have got like $8 on eBay.
Dude, people used to hold Beanie Babies being like, yo, this thing's about to make bang.
Yeah.
Beanie Babies was a thing where like, yo, this is actually like, I remember people.
That was like Bitcoin.
Beanie Babies were like
Beanie Babies
Bitcoin.
Were Bitcoin big time.
They come through and be like, no, dude, this Beanie Baby's really rare. It's probably worth like $900.
Yeah.
I remember thinking
someone
like,
being like, I'll give you $10 for it.
Yeah, for sure. Dude. You can't. They're absolutely worth
buying a
right
used
now.
Stuffed animal. Imagine how fucking stupid you have to be.
Who turns this like weird Beanie Baby economy? Like, how do you get a thing and be like, no, these are actually worth a lot of money? Like, dude, I've never understood collectorship.
No.
Besides, I used to collect rocks when I was little. That was kind of tight. But I wasn't.
You just go outside.
That wasn't for the
rock.
Money. Yeah,
you
I just
did it for the love. Of
I
the
just
game.
Liked having cool rocks around me.
Yeah,
I wasn't like this thing's gonna be worth money. When people buy Beanie Babies and like Pogs,
I had
one.
Cards. I had sports cards.
I had a couple.
I had so many.
Did you really?
Yeah, I had fucking older cousins and people would just dump them on me.
Yeah,
I'd literally have tubs of fucking cards,
dude.
Insane.
There, I know someone who still tries to eke out a like partial living selling baseball cards. And it's like, I was always puzzled by it. I'm just kind of like,
it's hard
bro,
to watch.
How,
it's kind of
like,
scary.
What do you, yeah, exactly. It was just kind of like, well, you did it and make $45. And it's like, it's like, okay.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know. That's just me though. I value my time there. You know,
where are we at time wise?
Hour and 15 minutes.
You hit pause on this. I'm going to toss in a little dipski.